Peter Welch, you know, you're up there in Vermont. I live in Massachusetts. I work in New York. Now, candidate Romney has a house in New Hampshire, was a governor of Massachusetts. He did debate prep in Vermont. Does he have any chance of making inroads in those states?
New Hampshire is a swing state, so that one is considered to be in play. I think that Obama's going to win that. But I don't think he has much of a shot, no shot really in Vermont, and I don't think any shot in Massachusetts either. We're glad to have him in Vermont for debate prep, and I was quite, just love that story about his motorcade motoring along, got to the dirt road, I guess, where this estate is, and there was a farmer, a Vermont farmer out there on his tractor just going down the road, and the whole presidential candidate entourage had to come to a bit of a screeching halt to let farm activity continue. It's kind of a nice little Vermont story there.
It's great. You know, there used to be an old folk song about, farmer, what's the difference between you and a fool? The old Pete Seeger story. And the answer was, the distance between me and you. So is it your sense, though, that the Democrats are going to win or lose this? What's your base feeling about
it? I think Obama is going to win. I think what you're seeing after the convention is that the differences are becoming more apparent to the American people. And the polls are showing two things. One, that Obama is hanging on to a lead, widened it with the bounce after Charlotte. That's number one. Number two, the American people are saying they see the election as a choice between two candidates, not a referendum on Obama. And that really is good news for the president, because it means that Romney's effort to essentially fully impose liability for the tough economy on the president is failing. Romney's basically accusing the president of having created the mess, or not cleaned up the mess that the Republicans created. And he's proposing, Romney, basically more of the same policies, more tax cuts, more spending cuts that President Bush, more Pentagon spending increases that were embraced under President Bush and significantly helped get us to where we're at.
Now, are you looking forward to the debates on these issues?
Yeah, I am very much looking forward to the debates. And I think that it's going to be very important in terms of a public perception of the candidates. And I think the vice presidential debate is going to be very important. But, you know, I think that the debates are going to sharpen they're going to make more clear and expose more definitively that there really are clear differences between the Obama approach and the Romney approach. You know, this is not going to be a won or lost debate on who's got the brightest quip or the nicest move or the best language, because the differences between these two candidates are quite real. I mean, Obama would have a balanced approach. He'd to deal with the debt, he'd trim Pentagon spending. He'd increase revenue, as he said, and he would deal with health care and try to make some savings there. Romney is saying that he would cut taxes. You know, the Ryan budget would lower Romney's effective tax rate to 1%. He would increase Pentagon spending, and he would have severe cuts in things like student aid, scientific research, and things that we need that are investments in the middle class. So that's a clear choice for people. Do they want a government that has policies that are going to be promoting the middle class? Do they believe that's the path to opportunity and prosperity? Or are they going to go with the Romney approach, which is essentially trickle-down economics? You know, you reduce taxes for what they call euphemistically the job creators.
Well, of course.
And believe that that leads to economic growth for everybody.
Well, of course, you got Medicare, Social Security, which I think are huge. Maybe that's because I'm older. But I think it's a huge incentive. The other thing is, I don't fully agree with you, Peter, if I may be so bold, to say that it's not about, you know, who makes the better quip or who makes the better presentation, because people are voting for somebody they think have the properties to be president. And I think Romney, for example, on Medicare, has been all over the lot. You know, you want somebody who says it, means it, and do it.
Well, that's a good point. And of course, you're right. that is going to be the style, and the presentation is going to be something that makes an impression on people. But the point I'm trying to make is sometimes in the past, people have said between the candidates that there's really not much difference between them. That's not the case this time.
Nope.
Yeah, there really are policy, clear policy differences between the two candidates. So I think people get that, and it's going to be a very significant factor in how people vote, more so than it might be under more calm times, where the style may make more of a difference.
Well, I don't think there's any question that Nixon Kennedy, which my students have no idea ever happened, was the decider in that election.
Well, that's right. In that election, the style was a lot. It was, are we going to get the country moving again? JFK appealed to a new generation, and it really activated people and gave them a sense of civic excitement that if they got involved, they could make a difference. And, of course, Kennedy had the burden, too, of showing that even though he was a young man, he had the gravitas to serve as president. Mr. Nixon, of course, had been a vice president for 8 years, so he had some credibility from having done that job. But you and I are now talking ancient history for a lot of people who may be listening.
I'm afraid we are. Amazing. But let's go to basically the Affordable Health Care Act. And you see a presentation by Romney in which he says, you know, I used to be against it. I started it. Then I used to be against it when I ran for president. Now I'm not so sure. Doesn't that kind of thing hurt you?
Yes. And I thought that Senator Kerry characterized that Romney approach vividly when he was talking about foreign policy in Afghanistan, but he said that before Romney has a debate with President Obama, he's got to end the debate he's having with himself on his policy. And that applies to health care, it applies to Afghanistan and many other things. You know, it's not that long ago that all of the Republican candidates for president were just vilifying Romney for his flip-flops, his change of positions, his chameleon-like character. I mean, he was pro-choice, and now he's strongly against any kind of choice, pretty much for women. He was for, against, and neutral on Afghanistan. He passed a health care bill that has many similarities to the Obamacare bill that he's now vilifying. That doesn't give me a lot of confidence that I necessarily know where he is or where he'll stay.
I don't think anybody really feels, at least I don't. I do know people who don't like him. But he's hard not to like. But it seems to me that this kind of flip-flopping leaves a perception of weakness. And
be confident. You know, that's the thing. If somebody's changing, and it's, you know, day is night, night is day. I mean, it's clear things. You were for a version of Obamacare when you were governor, and now you're absolutely condemning it. You don't know which way you're going to be on Afghanistan. It makes a voter anxious when the leader does not appear to have an anchored position.
What we can be confident is that your Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat at large in the great state of Vermont, in office since 2007, and you have been faithful and have shown up on a regular basis, and for that we can only say thank you. Thank you, Peter.
Well, thank you.